Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 26th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Dog Day, honoring our loyal companions. Established in 2004 by Colleen Page, this day raises awareness about adopting rescue dogs and promoting all breeds. Dogs contribute significantly to society, from law enforcement to therapy. Celebrate by adopting, volunteering, or simply giving your pup extra love. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high to waist-high swell throughout the week. On Monday and Tuesday mornings, conditions will be glassy with light, offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoons with stronger onshore winds. Wednesday and Thursday mornings will be glassy with variable winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoons. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 11 at 2 plus feet. Then it comes down to 2 feet or less, and choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot outgoing low tide, when the northwest swell is 2 feet at 11 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 2.5 foot just before 8 a.m. with a 5.5 foot high tide at 3:15. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 65 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:19 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:20. It looks like we're in for mostly sunny skies today with temperatures climbing to around 80 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour with gusts reaching 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low near 66. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies from Tuesday through Friday with highs in the upper 70s and northwest winds picking up. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around the mid-60s and a mostly cloudy night on Wednesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Ringling Brothers Circus is returning to Los Angeles for the first time since 2016, with performances at Crypto.com Arena on Saturday and Sunday. The circus, which ended its 147-year run in 2017, has resumed without animals. New features include show guides instead of a ringmaster and acts like the triangular high wire and the double wheel of destiny. The flying caseris, trapeze artist, and unicyclist, Wesley Williams, are also featured. The show concludes with Skylar Mezzer, the human cannonball, being shot across the arena. Now on to sports. In a thrilling upset, Georgia Tech defeated the 10th-ranked Florida State Seminoles in Dublin with a last-second field goal. Hayden Burr's 44-yard kick secured a 24-21 victory for the Yellow Jackets. Head coach Brent Key starts his third season with a significant win. Despite an earlier mishap, quarterback Haynes King and Eric Singleton-Jr. set up the game-winning field goal. Florida State's season-opening loss, a setback in their revenge tour, hints at a competitive ACC season. Up next, Florida State faces Boston College, while Georgia Tech hosts Georgia State. In local sports, the Padres at home beat the Mets 3-2. And tonight, the Friars are hitting the road to Saint-Fody to take on the Cardinals for a 3-game series. In top news, standardized barcodes, which debuted in 1974, may soon be replaced by QR codes. Brands like Coca-Cola and others aim to transition by 2027. This shift promises enhanced sales and customer engagement, but requires global collaboration, software and hardware updates, and consumer education. QR codes, offering richer product information, could revolutionize retail. In business news, robo-taxis are closer than many investors might expect. Tesla has big plans, but it will face competition. General Motors' self-driving taxi company Cruise and Uber Technologies announced a multi-year strategic partnership to bring Cruise autonomous vehicles to the Uber platform by 2025. This confirms Uber's commitment to self-driving technology. Tesla also aims to capture 20% of the ride-hailing market with its own network. Alphabet's Waymo already completes 100,000 autonomous rides weekly. Tesla plans to reveal more about its robo-taxi services in October, despite facing challenges with regulatory approvals. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,900. Ethereum is just over $2,700. And Solana is $160. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. SpaceX is set to conduct its first-ever private spacewalk, marking one of its riskiest missions yet. Two commercial astronauts, part of a 4-person crew, will exit the Crew Dragon vehicle to test new spacesuits. Funded by technology billionaire Jared Isaacman, the Polaris Dawn mission aims to advance space exploration, including a human mission to Mars. Launching Tuesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the spacewalk will occur a few days later. This mission will also test the Starlink satellite communication system and achieve the highest orbit since NASA's Apollo missions. Entertainment news. The Beach Boys are back on tour, celebrating endless summer gold. Lead singer Mike Love recently called to promote their summer tour, which hits the area next weekend. They will perform Saturday at Pechanga Resort Casino in Temecula, California, and next Sunday at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park in San Diego with special guest John Stomas. Love, the only original Beach Boy still with the group, reflects on the band's history and legacy. He emphasized the band's enduring appeal, noting that their music often brings together multiple generations. The Beach Boys songs continue to resonate, promoting unity and harmony. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American president, Abraham Lincoln. And he said, "How many legs does a dog have if you call his tail a leg?" Well, 4. Saying that a tail is a leg does not make it a leg. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.